WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome humans. Brooklyn Weston here, and welcome back to Modern Stoicism. Kindness tools for today's challenges. You know, life can feel like a roller coaster sometimes, right? One minute you're soaring high, the next you're plummeting down into the depths of stress and doubt. It's enough to make anyone want to grab the nearest emotional first aid kit. But what if I told you there's a superpower within each of us that can help navigate those turbulent waters? That superpower is self-awareness. No, I know what you're thinking. Self-awareness isn't that just another fancy word for knowing yourself. Trust me, it's so much more than that. It's about digging deep, understanding your triggers, recognizing your strengths and weaknesses, and learning to manage those pesky emotions before they manage you. It's like having an internal GPS that guides you towards inner peace and resilience. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that can help you cultivate this amazing superpower of self-awareness. Number 1. Pay attention to your physical sensations. Ever notice how a knot in your stomach signals stress? Or how your heart races when you're excited? These aren't just random occurrences. Your body is constantly sending you messages, whispers even, about what you're feeling and experiencing. Learn to tune into those subtle cues of tightness in your chest, the butterflies in your belly, the goosebumps on your arms, because they can give you invaluable insights into your emotional state. It's like having a built-in alarm system that alerts you before things get out of hand. Number 2. Become a master of observation. Seriously, put on your detective hat and start observing your thoughts and behaviors. When do you feel happy? Anxious? Frustrated? What triggers those emotions? What are your patterns? You know, like that tendency to scroll through social media when you're feeling down. Identifying these patterns is the first step towards breaking them. Number 3. Embrace honest self-reflection. This isn't about beating yourself up. It's about being kind and compassionate with yourself while digging deep into your motivations, beliefs, and values. Ask yourself tough questions like, why do I react this way? What are my core values? What truly matters to me? Remember, self-reflection is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, keep asking those questions, and you'll gradually uncover layers of wisdom about who you really are. Number 4. Practice active listening. This means truly hearing what others are saying, not just waiting for your turn to speak. Pay attention to their words, their tone of voice, their body language. It's a powerful way to build stronger connections and gain new perspectives. Plus, it can help you understand different viewpoints and navigate difficult conversations with more grace and empathy. Number 5. Seek feedback from trusted sources. You know those friends or mentors who really get you? Those are the people who can offer valuable insights into your strengths and areas for growth. Don't be afraid to ask them for honest feedback. It's a gift that keeps on giving. So let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're walking down the street minding your own business when suddenly someone cuts you off. Now, before you launch into an angry tirade, take a deep breath and pause. What physical sensations are you experiencing? Is your heart racing? Are you clenching your fists? Recognize those feelings, don't judge them, just acknowledge them. Then ask yourself, why am I feeling so irritated? Is it because this person disrespected me? Or is there something else going on? Maybe you're already stressed from work or dealing with a personal issue. By taking that moment of pause and self-reflection, you can choose how to respond. You might decide to let it go, offer a simple apology, or even have a calm conversation about the situation. See, self-awareness is about giving yourself the power to choose your response instead of reacting impulsively. It's like having an inner compass that guides you towards greater emotional intelligence and resilience. So, my friends, let's make this week a journey of self-discovery. Take those key takeaways, pay attention to your body, observe your thoughts and behaviors, practice honest reflection, listen actively, and seek feedback from trusted sources. Trust me, the more you cultivate self-awareness, the stronger you'll become, both inside and out. And hey, don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from a dose of inner strength. You know, that friend who always seems overwhelmed or lost in their head. They might just need this kind of guidance. Until next time, keep shining brightly.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.